Hello, everyone, and welcome back to A Pinch of Pixie Dust, the podcast. I'm your host, Alyssa.
And I'm your other host, Mandy.
And we are here to talk to you about all things Disney.
As always.
Yes. So for today's episode, we are going to be doing another musical ranking. And today we are ranking The Little Mermaid.
Yes.
So what did we think? How did we feel?
I was a little concerned when I first started listening to the musical, if I'm being honest, because every track I listened to, I was like, nope, 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 not on the list, nope. And I was like, oh my God, am I going to have 10? But once we started to get to like the middle of the musical, I would say, is when I started to really start enjoying some of the music.
Yeah, I will say out of the three musical episodes we've done so far, this one, I think, is the weakest in music.
Agreed.
Which is really surprising because, like, the movie soundtrack is so strong.
Yes.
So it's weird that they weren't able to build more songs off of how strong
the original soundtrack is.
Yeah.
But you know what else is strange? In our rankings, a bunch of the original songs aren't on our list. So take that for what you will.
Yeah, it's different. Okay, so basically, if you guys have not heard this episode before, you haven't seen our other musical ones, we both make a list of 10 songs that we like. We rank them 1 to 10, and then we compile the list together, and they get re-ranked by, what, cumulative score?
It's average.
Average score.
So, like, for example, if I rank something number 1, it gets 10 points. If Alyssa ranks it number 10, it gets 1 point.
Yeah.
We add those two numbers together, divide by 2, that's how you get the number.
Yes. And surprisingly, we had a lot of ties this episode as well.
We did, and we also, I feel like this is the first musical episode where our lists were actually very, very different.
Very different.
Like, she and I normally have, like, the same ones. A little bit of a different order, but, like, usually pretty close.
It's normally the same 10, at least.
Yeah, this time, no, not at all.
No, our number ones were not even close. We didn't even have each other's number one on the other's list.
Yeah, it was crazy this time.
Like, it was wild.
Yeah.
So, we are just gonna jump right into it. We're gonna start at number 10, and then we're gonna work our way up to our overall favorite song.
Yes. But first, we had a couple honorable mentions, because like we said, we didn't have all the same ones on our lists as each other. So these are the ones that they were on one of our lists, but maybe not the other, so they didn't quite make it into the top 10. So for our honorable mentions, we had Part of Your World, Kiss the Girl, and One Step Closer.
Yes.
Okay.
All right, so for our official first song on the list, we have Under the Sea at a 2.5.
Yes.
We're starting strong.
So I feel like this one wasn't quite as high because honestly, I didn't think the rendition was as strong as in like the animated movie.
Yeah.
I liked it, but it for me, it just didn't live up to the pizzazz, I guess, of the original.
I agree. I put it lower too because honestly, like, I try to rank these as like going into it by the musical and not what I already know.
Mm-hmm.
And we already know this song. So I was trying to not put it higher. Like, I wanted to give the actual musical a moment to shine.
Right.
So that is why it's lower. But I mean, it's still a good song.
It is still a good song. And you are going to hear it right now. Under the sea, darling, it's better, don't want it to wait, take it from me. Up on the shore, they work all day, until the sun is fade away.
Yes, so that was Under the Sea. I was just telling Mandy, so my high school did the production of Little Mermaid. My freshman year of college. So obviously I knew all of the seniors because they were juniors when I was a senior in high school. So I went back to like support them and watch the musical as you do. And for some reason, I guess our musical department had shrunk after like my class and the ones above us left. So they didn't have a lot to pick from. But I can't take this musical seriously anymore because I just think about the uncomfortable situation. So it was basically a pair of two best friends who were Ariel and Ursula. But the girl who was playing Ariel, her brother had to play Eric. And he was very good. But, like, it was her brother as her
romantic interest.
So, like, they couldn't have them kiss. So they just, like, hugged at the end of the musical when they're supposed to be, like, married. It was so uncomfortable. I mean, again, both very, very talented individuals.
Can you imagine being their parents?
But, like, But I think about that every single time I listen to the Little Mermaid musical now, because I can't think of anything but the two of them singing to each other.
Oh, no.
It's so weird.
That is so weird. But moving on to our number 9.
Yeah.
We have Daughters of Triton. It got a 3.5. So, you really liked this one.
I do like this song. I mean, okay, so the girls are a little bit, irritating.
Yeah, their voices, this is why I did not put this one on my list, because the voices I was not a huge fan of. I know it was, like, on purpose, and these women can, like, really sing.
Yeah.
But, like, I just couldn't handle it.
But I do really enjoy this song. I really like the fact that we showcase the sisters a little bit.
I do enjoy that part. I do like that they show the sisters, so I will agree with you on that.
And I like just their full energy that they put into this number, mm-hmm. and, like, Ariel doesn't even show up for it. I don't know. It just makes me laugh. But I just think her sisters are cute.
I agree.
I like them.
So let's listen to the clip now. Oh, we are the Daughters of Triton. Great father who loves us and named us one. Aquata, Andrina, Arista, Atina, Adela, Alana, and Ariel. I do have to say, there were some pretty harmonies in there, so maybe I was being a little too harsh on it, but when they start going into their individual names,
it's a lot.
I just can't.
But this musical is what, like, I could win on trivia with, though, because I feel like no one knows Ariel Sisters.
Right.
So we could, like, kill on trivia because we know their names.
We do.
Okay. So our next one is She's in Love, and She's in Love got a 4.5, and is it lower for you again because it's the sisters?
Probably.
Yeah.
I do have to say, this one was on my list, and honestly, I put it on there because of the part when Flounder sings.
Oh my gosh, Flounder in this is adorable.
He is. He really is.
And I love it because normally they cast, like, a child to play Flounder, so it's just so cute. Because it's just this little kid just singing his heart out. I love it.
Yeah, I do too. And we hope you'll love it too. Here's the clip. You mean Ariel? I'll say. She acts like she don't see me. She doesn't even speak. She treats me like sashimi left off from last week. You see her late at night, tossing in her ocean bed. She's a snapper. Olivia, she's rocks. Swimmer enough, she tabbers. She lays there like a lox. As sure as dogfish bite, something's made her lose her head. She has lost her head. Yeah, that song is super cute.
Yeah, I agree. All right, so our next one. So we actually had a tie.
It's a three-way tie.
Yes. So we really didn't, like, pick an order that they went in. We just threw them all down. So the next song that you're going to be listening to is If Only, and these next three songs all tied with a 5.
Yes. So here is the clip. So I really like that song because you hear a whole bunch of different singers singing together, but, like, it works.
Yeah, the harmony is really nice.
Yeah, you hear Ariel, Eric, King Triton. It's just beautiful. And that's, like, our first, like, real ballad on here.
Yeah.
And you know me, I'm a sucker for ballads, so.
You know, I will say, like, I don't feel like this musical has a lot of them.
It doesn't.
Which is really surprising because you would think it would.
Yeah.
because it's a love story.
But no, there's not a lot of love going on in the songs.
No. And I really like If Only as well, because I like that we get the song from multiple perspectives.
I agree.
I like when musicals do that.
I do too. And honestly, like, her voice is one of my favorite songs from a musical, and there's a big part of that in here. We'll get to that later, but I think that also helps.
It does. I really like when you get multiple perspectives, and everyone's just so talented, and
it's just so beautiful.
It's so beautiful.
It really is. Okay, so what was our next one that got 5 points?
All right, our next one that got 5 points is Poor Unfortunate Souls. So this was my number one. Mandy did not have it on her list. I'm slightly offended, so I'm just kidding. So Poor Unfortunate Souls is honestly my favorite villain song, I think, in any movie, like any Disney movie. I love it. I love Ursula. I was making a joke earlier that I wish I could be Ursula and, like, steal people's voices. I don't mean that. I don't want to be a big sea witch. But I just think she's so powerful, and she's so scary and intimidating. And I think her song just, like, fits that so well. I just love Poor Unfortunate Souls.
Okay, can I tell you, though? Like, yeah. I normally love Poor Unfortunate Souls. And this one actually did almost make my list. It was just outside of where I, you know, was ranking. But, okay, so there's a part you'll hear at the beginning of this clip. I believe it's where we cut it. She's, like, it's before she starts singing. She's almost, like, yelling.
Mm-hmm.
And I just didn't, it wasn't, I wasn't feeling it.
Okay.
And honestly, I think there's a better villain song in this musical than that.
Really?
Yes, and it's not from Ursula.
Oh, okay. I want to hear your thoughts on that.
Okay, because I honestly like the other villain song better.
Okay, I cannot wait to hear your thoughts on it.
Okay, so here is Poor Unfortunate Souls.
If I give away my voice, how can I ever?
You'll have your looks, your pretty face. And don't underestimate the power of modern language. The men up there don't like a lot of blabber. They think a girl who gossips is a bore. Yes, on land it's much preferred for ladies not to say a word. And after all, dear, what is idle prattle for? Come on, they're not all that impressed with conversation. True gentlemen avoid it when they can. But they dote and swoon and fawn on a lady who's withdrawn. It's she who holds her tongue who gets her man. Come on, you poor unfortunate soul.
So yeah, when she actually starts singing, I really like it. It's just really
the yelling.
Yeah, the yelling. I just can't do the yelling.
Okay, that's totally fair. All right, so our next one, the tied for five, is the finale.
Yes. And I really enjoy this one because it's basically like a mishmash of like all the great songs in the musical, a lot from the original like animated movie.
Yep. And it's just the ensemble singing, and the ensemble is phenomenal.
Oh, absolutely.
I love hearing multiple voices in songs. Like, it just, I don't know, there's something about when people can harmonize and no one gets lost in their like other parts. It just like blows my mind.
I know, it's so beautiful.
I don't know how people can do it.
I don't either. I can't.
Me either.
So here is the clip. Literal goosebumps I have right now. I just love that.
It's so good.
It is so good.
All right, what is our next one?
Okay, so this is what I was talking about when I thought there was a better villain song in this musical than Poor Unfortunate Souls. And it is called Sweet Child, and as I said, Ursula does not sing it.
No, she does not.
It is actually Flotsam and Jetsam.
It's a really good song.
It is a really good song, and they have, like, their individual parts, and they have some harmony in it, and I just, like, in the movie, like, obviously Flotsam and Jetsam don't have a speaking part. They don't sing, like,
yeah.
It's just really interesting that they added this. And I really like the song.
I do too. It's very eerie.
It is.
It gives you like a feeling of like, oh no, something bad is going to happen.
Yep.
And I like that their parts are very different, but they somehow work so well together.
Yep, absolutely.
It's a really good song. We gave it a 5.5 because I think it was a little bit lower for me.
Yeah.
Compared to you, but I mean, it's a very strong song.
It is. And here it is.
Father says her magic is evil. She'll grant your prayer. Please, I have to go.
She'll cast a charm.
A tiny spell.
Why the alarm?
No one will tell.
No one will care.
It's your affair.
Sweet child.
Dear child.
Poor child.
Sad child.
We'll bring you to her lair right now. Bet in half a sec, you're a prince and you are.
Oh, so good. I love that song.
It's really good.
It is.
Okay, is this our number three?
This is our number, so we have two number twos.
Oh, yes, these tied as well.
Yes, and they tied with a 6.5.
Yes. The first one we are going to be talking about is Her Voice, which is a song by Prince Eric.
I love this song.
He is really good.
He is so good.
Very strong vocalist. And the lyrics are beautiful, and just, like, it's so crazy that he just falls in love with her voice.
I know.
To think about it like that.
Like, never seeing the person, like, not really knowing their personality, just hearing them.
Like, good for you, Eric.
Yeah.
Way to not base it on looks.
I mean, that is very true.
Yeah.
But also, like, I feel like that's still not personality. I don't know.
Yeah, I guess. But imagine if he met her and he was just like, we have nothing in common.
Exactly.
We're like, you got a good voice.
Like, I love your voice. Will you just sing for me? Like,
I'll pay you money.
Anyway, here is the song, Her Voice. Such a pretty song.
It is really pretty.
And I feel like our next song, like, it's funny that these two are at number two because they're very, very different.
I mean, the complete opposite of what this musical shows.
Yes.
So our next song is Positivity by Scuttle.
This is such a fun song. Like, I think it's supposed to be almost a joke song, but I absolutely adore it.
Oh, 100%. I think it's in there to make, like, a joke.
But yeah.
It's so good. Scuttle is such a strong character, and, like, he's not in the movie at all, really. So I'm really happy that he has a bigger part in the musical because he's so funny.
He is. And it's such a fun song, too. Like, so, so fun.
Yeah.
And we're excited for you to hear it. Here it is.
There is one thing I got. I got positivity. I got positivity. It gives me the zam and the zow and the yodel-odel-odel.
I highly recommend you go and listen to more of that song because it's so fun.
I was gonna say, if you listen to one song from this whole thing, Positivity, I think, is the winner.
It's a good one.
It just puts you in a good mood.
But our number one, I'm excited about this.
Yes.
So it got 7 points from us both.
Which is kind of crazy to think about because, like, it just shows
how different
our lists were.
Yes.
That it only got a 7.
I wonder, I'm going to have to look back and, like, get back to you on, like, the next musical episode. I am curious to see, like, if this is our, like, most different number one. Like, mm-hmm. If it got the least amount of points.
Yeah. Yeah, we got to figure that out.
Yeah, but it is a good song, though.
It's a very good song.
And it is called Beyond My Wildest Dreams. We're going to let you listen to it, and then we'll come back and talk about it. So here it is.
Strange as it seems, somewhere beyond my wildest dreams.
Look at her there, looking round, won't make a sound.
Just keeps on gawking,
weird how she's not talking.
Look at her stare, lucky miss, chose her like this to stay for dear.
So I feel like this is another really fun song.
It is.
But it really showcases Ariel's really beautiful voice.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fun, it's upbeat, and then you also have, like, the townsfolk who are, like...
I love how mad they are.
They're so angry that, like, Eric's interested in this girl who, like, they don't know who she is. Like, it's a great song.
Yeah, it is. I think it gives a lot more, like, background to the movie and the musical.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I just feel like it gives a lot more backstory. But I really do enjoy this song.
I do, too.
It's really good.
I agree. You know what else is really good, Alyssa?
What is that?
Our listeners, of course.
They are really good.
And we want to thank them now. This is for listening to the episode, Ahsoka Part 2. Thank you to our listeners in Minneapolis, Minnesota, Cold Lake, Alberta, Canada, Los Angeles, California, Honolulu, Hawaii, shout out to San Jose, California, Austin, Texas, Calgary, Alberta, in Canada, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Council Bluffs, Iowa, Bethel Park, Pennsylvania, Monroeville, Pennsylvania, and last but certainly not least, Marcellus, Michigan. Thank you guys so much. We truly appreciate you.
Thank you guys.
Well, everyone, that will do it for this week's episode. We want to know, what is your favorite song from the musical? Let us know on Facebook or Instagram.
At A Pinch of Pixie Dust Podcast.
You can also email us at pinchofpixiedust@outlook.com. And until next time, guys, we hope your lives are full of faith, trust, and pixie dust. Bye, everyone. We hope you have a wonderful week, and we will see you next time.
Bye, everyone.